In our previous show, we began a discussion when we do and don't apply the concept of Ein Adam Nesim Atzmei Rasha. So, there are a number of interesting shilas that we began discussing in our previous year, and now we will mention some others. There was an individual who was unfortunately very sick, and he was told that the only way there's any chance for his survival is by having an operation. Even with that operation, he was told, unfortunately, there's a 90% chance that he's not going to make it. There is a 10% chance that he'll survive. However, if he doesn't have that surgery, he has no chance of survival. So obviously, he's going to do the surgery because he has nothing to lose. Right before he went in for the surgery, he asked to meet his Rav. And he told his Rav that a number of years ago, he stole from his partner, he embezzled from his partner $10,000. We'll speak about, perhaps later in the year, a different shaila, a different admission that he made. But first let's discuss this situation. He admitted that he embezzled his partner $10,000. Then, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps, and he had the surgery, and he survived. Now, we'll discuss the $10,000. Certainly, if the patient, this person, admits that he did say that he owed the $10,000, but now he wants to try to make an excuse, the halacha is, he certainly has to pay the $10,000. The question is, Ein Adam Nesim Atzmei Rasha. So we go back to the concept that Tosfos taught us. That Tosfos says that when it's obvious that this person's admission is because he wants to do tshuva, that he doesn't want to have another avera, like an Al Gemara, where the person admits that he ate chelev b'mezid. Why do we believe him? Why are we not concerned that Ein Adam Nesim Atzmei Rasha? So Tosfos says, the reason the person said it is because he doesn't want to have the other Aveira of bringing a carbon when he's not supposed to bring a carbon, or bringing Chul and Azara. So in our situation as well, where this person admitted that he embezzled and owes his partner $10,000, and he'd said it derech tshuva because he thought he's in a situation that is terrible. We certainly are going to make him pay that $10,000, even though now he's trying to get out of paying that $10,000. And actually, there's a Gemara Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Ein Adam Mishata B'Shas Misasai. If a person thinks he's passing away, he's not going to lie. And that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch HaShemishbet Simen Pei Aleph Sif Beis. So certainly, in this situation, for as we explained, number one, the concept of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha is not applicable here, coupled with the fact that we have the concept of Ein Adam Mishata Mishas Misasai, we're going to make the person pay the $10,000. Although there is a shach in Simon Pei Aleph Sif Katan Zayin, that if somebody was deathly ill. And while he's laying on his deathbed, he says he owes somebody this much money. And then he gets up and he says that I didn't really mean it. We believe him. Only if he never retracted, then says the Shach, the Gemara means to say that the Yarshim will have to pay that money. But if he himself retracts, that's not what the Gemara means, and he wouldn't have to pay the money. So the Paiskim point out that most Paiskim disagree with that Shach, the Beis Yosef, the Tumim, the Tzois, the Nesivis, and they all say that Pshat Ein Odom Meshat B'Shas Misosa is Posh Pshat. He doesn't make jokes at that time, and therefore he can't retract under any circumstances. But the Paiskim say that even perhaps the Shach would agree that in such a situation he can't say Meshata Anibach. Because the Shach is speaking in a situation where there was somebody making a claim against this individual who's now very ill, and he could perhaps therefore say, according to the Shach, just like you made a claim which was totally false, so too I made to you a counterclaim, yeah, I owe you the money, where I really never owed you the money. But in a situation such as the situation that we're discussing in our share now, where a person on his own called in the Rav and made this admission, nobody forced him in any way to make this admission. In such a situation, everybody will agree, even the Shach will agree, that we don't say Meshata Anibach, and he's going to have to pay the money if he, Baruch Hashem, gets well. The Shaila Meshif, Chela Gimel, Simon Samach Beis, actually points out there's another situation where we don't say Ein Adam Meisim Atzma Rasha. And that's a situation where you have a Sofer was commissioned to write a Sefer Torah, and he says to the person that he didn't write the Sefer Torah on proper klaf, on klaf that was processed l'shma. That the halacha is that the Sofer is believed and the Sefer Torah is pasul. And that is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simen Reish Pei Aleph Sif Hei. And of course, again, ask the Shalom Eishiv, why is the Sofer believed? Why don't we apply the concept of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmai Rasha? So Shalom Eishiv says, our vart, that since this person is saying it b'derech tshuva, he doesn't want that they should read from a Sefer Torah that's pasul. That's why he's belief. But says the Shalom Eishiv, even in a situation where it's not going to be clear that the reason that the Sofer made this admission is because he's concerned that he's trying to do tshuva, he doesn't want that the Tzibur should read from a Sefer Torah that's pasul, he's still going to believe. Because by him making this admission, obviously the person who hired him to be the Sofer, to write a Sefer Torah, won't pay him for the Sefer Torah. And in a situation where he's losing out by his admission, there also we don't apply the concept of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmai Rasha. And that's why any time he makes this admission, even where it's not obvious that it was L'shem Tshuva, the fact that he's ready to lose his salary, his payment, is a raya that what he's saying is truth, is true. However, the Shalom Eishev makes an interesting point, and it's based on the Gemara Masechta Gittin. Yes, the cipher is going to lose his salary, but what's going to be the halacha where this person paid for the cloth and paid for the ink, so he's going to lose a lot more than the cipher? Maybe we should be concerned that because he has some animosity to this individual, he's prepared to lose less that salary so that his enemy should have a bigger loss. The halacha is that still he's Neman. Because wherever he's going to have a loss, the halacha is, we don't say, Ein Odom Eisem Atzmo Rasha. And actually, this is the concept, this concept that Tosfos and Nachum Shalom Eishev expanded on, is it really a concept that we find in the Torah, point out the Mefarshim. We know the halacha, there's serious halachas in the Torah about pigul. The Kohen, when he was makir of the carbon, had the wrong machshavas, chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mekoymoi, the carbon becomes pigul. How do we know that the Kohen had these thoughts when he was bringing the carbon? Because he says so. But the question is, why is he believed? Ein Odom Eisem Atzmo Rasha. So the answer is that the halacha is that if a kohen deliberately makes somebody else's carbon pigul, the halacha is that he has to pay for replacement carbon. And now the Shaula Meshif taught us that whenever it's going to cost this person who makes the admission money by making this admission, we believe him, and we don't say, Ein Odom Eisem Atzmo Rasha. So here too, since the kohen is going to suffer a loss because of this admission, we don't say, Ein Odom Eisem Atzmo Rasha. But as the Mefarshim, this approach is understandable if the kohen said that he made the carbon pigul b'mezid. Where the halacha then is that he has to pay for replacement carbon. But if the kohen said that he made the carbon pigul b'shogeg, since making a carbon pigul, going back to a concept that we discussed in the Masechta Bava Kamma, that really pigul is a hezek shena nikar. You can't tell on the carbon that it's pigul. And the halacha is hezek shena nikar ain't a hezek. So if he did it b'mezid, that's where Chazal say that he has to replace the carbon. But if he did it b'shogeg, he doesn't have to replace the carbon. Why are they believed when they say that they made the carbon pigul b'shogeg? They have nothing to lose, and we shouldn't believe them. Ein Odom Eisem Atzmo Rasha. The answer is that saying that you made the kohen carbon pigul b'shogeg, that isn't considered that you did an aveira. Because sometimes people have the wrong machshavas b'shogeg. And therefore, by making such admission, it's not called Ein Odom Eisem Atzmo Rasha. There's another aspect we'll just mention briefly, where a woman was very ill and admitted that she had an adulterous relationship with another man. And now the shaila is, she baruch Hashem gets better. So the Maril already discusses the shaila, and he quotes the Gemara Masechta Nedarim that Tzadik HaMebeis, that the Gemara says that if a woman says to her husband, Tamei ani, I'm Tamei, because I had an adulterous relationship, that the halacha is that she's not allowed to live with her husband, we don't believe her. The reason we don't believe her is because Chazal were concerned, Shema, she didn't have any adulterous relationship. She just wants to be able to marry someone else. But she needs a way to get out of her current marriage. So since she needs a way to get out of her current marriage, she says,
that she had an adulterous relationship, and we don't believe her. However, says the Maril, in our situation, where she's making this admission because she's ill, so now, as Tosfos says, whenever it's admission being made because of tshuva, we believe her, and that's why in such a situation, there won't be a concept of ein adam meisim atzmo rasha, and we will believe her.